Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 77, The Bastard Reaction, Part 1.
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston, we'll sing our hearts red. For Boston, for Boston, take white stripes and black flag. And ever with a right shot as they bomb to touch me no more in the work. It's time for Boston, for Boston, my glory is ours.
Bastards and wenches, seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. I'm King Baby Duck.
And this is Anvil.
Bluonic not joining us again this time around.
Yeah, you know, it's been a few weeks since he's, you know, been able to join us, but with his new job, you know, he's been working a lot.
Yeah, he got a job.
Yay! He no longer sit around and touch himself.
Oh, why are you giggling? What can that giggling be?
It's a demon.
No. We've got joining us on this special episode from New York City. We got Alex and Diana from Gamer Reaction.
Hey.
How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're good. Trying to survive the blizzard.
Yeah, we're recording right now during what is supposed to be the biggest snowstorm of this year until the next one comes around.
And, you know, so basically we get a New England dusting of about a foot and foot and a half. Anything under 3 feet is only a New England dusting. It's okay. I still wear shorts.
Yeah, we can still wear shorts, you know, as long as we're, like, swimming around in it, it's totally all
right. Right.
She laughs, but I wear tank top shorts and slippers to shovel. I need to show off my man muscles.
The sad thing is, I actually went shirtless once while shoveling snow.
Yeah, but nobody could tell the difference. You're so pasty, they thought you were wearing a long-sleeve white t-shirt.
Hey. I'm white, but I'm not that white.
Hi, Casper.
You disappeared in the snow. Can we just continue with these, you're so pale that...
Yes.
Marshmallows think you're the mother.
Oh!
What? That's terrible.
Sort of a joke of like how he's like the mother of all marshmallows. I don't know.
No. I get it. It's just really bad.
Is it a bad joke?
My dad is not the state marshmallow man.
No. Do you know issue he really has? When he curls up into a ball, Bobby Brown and Whitney try to smoke him.
Wow.
Okay, anyway, the reason why we've got our buddies here from Gamer Reaction in the Bastard Realm is we're doing our Best of 2010 show, and we figured we wanted to make it a little bit special. We wanted to get other people's opinions on the hot things in video games, movies, music, Japanese animation, and sports.
Wait, I literally thought when you said special, that's why you wanted me to show up wearing my, you know, helmet and not be on the show pass. No?
No.
So I came on the short bus wearing a helmet for no reason?
You walked, dude.
Yeah, I was under the impression it was like, you know, that it was you just coming in with, like, you know, really cute little Christmas underwear, but, you know, that's just me. Whatever.
Nice.
Yes.
Diana sees what she wants to see.
I see what I want to see. I've got an active imagination.
Welcome to my world. So, with you guys being our guests on this show, we're giving you the first choice. What do you want to talk about? Movies, sports, music, video games, or anime?
Oh, jeez.
Oh.
I'm going to let Diana field this one.
Movies. We could do movies. Since I saw a movie last night, I thought it was awesome.
Okay.
Oh, which movie did you see?
Actually, it was two nights ago. I saw Black Swan.
Oh, man, I've been wanting to see that so bad. How was it?
It is a mind fuck. It is a mind fuck. Like, you go in there, can we cuss in this? I don't know.
Yes.
Okay.
Chip is fucking cock sucking motherfucker tits fire turned to twat.
Oh my god, I think my ears just melted.
Alex and I saw it, and we, like, I didn't know what to expect. I mean, it's like a fucking movie about ballerinas and shit, and you're just like, ugh. You're thinking it's going to be another Center Stage and, you know, trying to see who gets to be the Center Stage. It's a small movie that only girls know about.
Sadly, I know about it, too.
No. Girls in theater, Dennis.
Yeah, I mean, it's a... actually, they have a really good segment in that, or like the final concert thing is pretty cool, set to the music of Michael Jackson. But anyway, that's beside the point. That's Center Stage.
Yeah.
But Black Swan was just, like, you really think you're going in and you're just going to be watching a movie about ballerinas and how they want to be amazing. And,
no, you are doing a terrible job describing this. I'm sorry.
No, hold on a second. I said that's what you think you're going to go see. But then, like...
If you've seen the trailer, it isn't.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I thought. When Diane asked me a few days ago if I wanted to watch it, and she was like, oh, it's this new movie. It's about... ballet, but there's like this some creepy shit about it, and I was like, I don't want to watch that. I have no desire to watch that.
Even though you heard about the Natalie Portman Mila Kunis sex scene.
Oh, that was probably the hottest thing I've ever seen in my life. But then she brought it up again the other day, and I was like, hold on, let me watch the trailer. And I watched the trailer, and I was like, oh shit, that actually looks really, really good.
And it's from the same guy who did Requiem for a Dream and The Wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Darren Aronofsky, very talented director.
I am impressed that you can pronounce his entire name.
Well, you may not know this, but my last name is Moshovsky, so...
Oh, so it rhymes.
Yeah.
Oh, so, yeah, I have your, I still have your business card right here.
You're goddamn right.
He's dead.
I don't know why I'm going to be so aggressive.
He's aggressive.
Hey, you listen to me.
See, I got a chance to see a really good movie this week myself. I went and saw Fighter.
How was it?
The True Life Story of Irish Mickey Ward.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, good movie. You have to go see it. Christian Bale, he deserves an award for his performance.
That's the one. That's right. I was trying to place that. And I was like, oh, wait, no, I saw the trailer for that.
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg played Irish Mickey Ward. Christian Bale played his brother, Dickie Eklund. And Amy Adams played his girlfriend. It was phenomenal.
Nice.
I kind of want to check that out, too. That was a... I heard good things about that.
Yeah. We were originally supposed to do that a couple weeks ago, but they changed their minds on the release schedule, and they didn't release it around here.
What? Why would they do that?
I don't know.
I think an Irish boxer in Boston would probably be a very popular movie to be watching.
Yeah.
The opening night should be there.
Yeah. Let's talk about best of 2010. Let's first talk about action adventure movies. Like, for you guys, which movie do you think stood out for in this category in 2010?
For action adventure, does Harry Potter classify it?
No.
I think it kind of does, but there really wasn't much action in it. But it was an adventure.
You're right. Yeah, it is an adventure movie.
Yeah, I thought. I mean, the movie was awesome. I loved it. I mean, I've read the books and stuff. And this isn't just like the fangirl in me because I have my own opinions about several of the other movies. But
right.
I really thought it was a really well put together movie.
I agreed. I loved its setup and. I haven't read the books yet because I'm waiting to watch all the movies so I don't get spoiled by anything.
Yeah, you're in that camp, which is totally all right.
Yeah,
but then I did the opposite. We read all the books first, so now we know what's going to happen. But it's still really exciting to see it on the screen.
Right. I think my favorite part in Deathly Hallows Part One was a part that wasn't even in the book itself. It was written in, and it's that scene where Hermione and Harry are dancing together and. In the tent to Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Oh yeah,
you didn't. What, that was the best part, or you didn't like that part?
I loved it. I thought it was very artistic.
I loved it. You know, and then you know what's funny about that too is that that's an added scene. From what I understand, it's not in the book.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
It's awesome.
I know, and I own that album too. That song's on.
Ooh.
It's a great album.
What's the album?
God damn it! I'm gonna have to double check that.
Okay, don't worry about it. I put you on the spot.
It's okay. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Just look them up, and you should be able to find out. Oh, there it is. Abattoir Blues, Lair of Orpheus is the name of the album.
Lair of Orpheus. Ooh.
Yeah.
That sounds so perverted.
It's a double album, and it's great.
Dude, Nick Cave is awesome.
Yeah. I wanted to see him, Tom Waits, and Mark Lanegan get together and do a song.
Right?
I think it'd be the darkest thing ever, but it'd be just so badass.
It'd be like the lowest voiced, most broodingest. Yeah, it'd be awesome.
Makes you want to cut yourself every time you listen to it.
Oh. Kind of makes me want to like take a few shots of whiskey, punch someone, then go sit in a dark corner.
Yeah!
You know what? Another movie that I thought was really awesome this year was Scott Pilgrim.
Yes.
The Love Letter to All Geeks.
Yep. That movie was great.
That's on my list for best comedy of the year. Just the fact that you stopped that anvil.
What is that noise?
Him going boo. He didn't like Scott Pilgrim.
What?
What?
Yeah.
What?
I fell asleep during it too.
Explain yourself.
I'm sorry, I'm not a nerd.
Oh. Well, you don't have to apologize for not being a nerd, but...
That's all right. But I mean,
I've been a jock my entire life.
Yeah, could you appreciate the fact, you know, what the movie was trying to do, though?
I can appreciate it, but it wasn't my kind of movie.
Which is weird, because he loved everything else that Edgar Wright has done. He loved Hot Fuzz, he loved Shaun of the Dead.
Those movies were awesome!
They're just, you know, they're targeted to a different demographic that Anvil just doesn't fall in.
Right. But I had a feeling that Scott Pilgrim is going to be one of those movies that we're going to be looking back 25 years from now and realize that this is the movie that represented us.
I hope not.
Well, it won't represent Anvil.
Right.
Now, The Fighter.
That'll be The Fighter,
yeah. That represents us.
Yeah, but that's different. That's like another level of movie, though. I mean, we're talking about, like, action-adventure. We're talking about movies that came out, like, fucking... A-Team. A-Team fucking came out.
The Expendables.
I gotta give it up to the A-Team because that was such a fun movie to watch.
What, A-Team?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll take Expendables and I'll take The Town. Those are good movies.
I didn't see The Town. I heard good things.
Ben Affleck should get an Oscar for Best Director. That's how good it was.
Jeremy Renner, his accent, I would have sworn he was born in Boston.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
I actually just got it for Christmas.
Ha. Oh, nice.
Santa Claus liked me.
I guess.
Hey, I made cookies.
I have that movie actually right here, actually. I should just like take the time to watch it. I also hear good things about it, too, The Town.
Well, after we're done recording the show, you should just, like, just sit down and watch it.
I guess so, man. I guess so.
Yeah, it's definitely my pick for drama of the year.
Yeah. Iron Man came out too this past year, if I remember correctly.
Yep.
Was that this year or was that last year?
Iron Man 2 was this year?
Yes.
Yep. Oh, fucking, there's my action adventure movie of the year.
Hey, people always ask me, hey, Iron Man, how do you go to the bathroom in your suit? And that's how it's done.
I thought the Iron Man movies so far. I mean, I'm hoping they just stay with two and then wait for the Avengers movie. But they've done such a good job. Basically, Jon Favreau has just done such a great job making Iron Man accessible to everyone. Whereas he really, like, unless you were an actual comic book fan, people don't really notice Iron Man because he doesn't have any superpowers.
Yeah, he built him himself. He's like the Batman in the Marvel world.
Exactly, he is. Yeah. He's a million. He's a billionaire playboy. He's and he has no superpowers. He's just really, really fucking smart. and has the funds, the means to do this.
So he's Hugh Hefner.
His power is he has insight. He could see like into the necessarily. Is it insight?
That's not a power. He's no, just but, smart.
No, but it's an actual. I mean, like he actually has it, this. It's not like a superpower or anything like that. But it makes him. He more than anybody else in the world of Marvel, he has the ability to sort of to sort of see not necessarily into the future, but more like create this technology that doesn't really exist in this world and only like seems like very ahead of its time.
Yeah, he's really smart.
Yeah,
and I mean it's putting it really lamely by saying he's really smart, but like. He is. That's his thing.
I guess I don't like the fact that he's saying that he's just really smart.
And he's got one other thing over Bruce Wayne is that he's got sarcastic wit to go with that intelligence.
Yeah, Bruce Wayne is just emo. Oh. That was a simplification of one of my favorite characters. I apologize. I'm sorry, Bruce, wherever you are.
Batman is just he's got a much darker feel to him. He's, you know, he's got vengeance. He's got, vigilante justice. Whereas Iron Man is, you know, and he's like fear and in the shadows and whatnot. And Iron Man will like walk up to you on the street and be like, "Hey, I'm Tony Stark. What's going on?"
Yeah. Now, speaking of dark, one movie that came out this year, another comic book film that was, it looked funny, but it was surprisingly dark, Kick-Ass.
Yes, that was good.
I forgot about Kick-Ass.
So did I.
Really?
Not like for some reason I've seen so many movies this year that I don't even remember half of the stuff that I've seen.
Yeah.
But yeah, Kick-Ass, man, I forgot. Kick-Ass was awesome.
And I know I love the characters. I love the storyline. I loved how Nicolas Cage was channeling Adam West in his Big Daddy role.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I will say about Kick-Ass though is that I felt that they were a little safe with
safe?
It.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
They were very safe with it. Like I felt like they could have really made a statement. Like with pretty much making it into a very
adaptation.
You call a 10-year-old girl saying, "Okay, you cunts, let's see what you can do safe."
Yes.
That was the only risk they took.
Yeah. I mean, there were some, I'm not going to talk about them in depth because it's like, you know, I'd be spoiling, but there were a lot, like if you read the graphic novel and then slash comic and then you saw the movie, you're just like, they really tried to make this into sort of a happy ending-ish. Or really like put a positive spin on this. The kid in Kick-Ass, that kid literally the whole entire movie gets his ass kicked.
Yes.
Not just figuratively, but like physically, emotionally, and spiritually. They really like try to give it some like give him like a positive like I don't know. You know, there's a light at the end of the tunnel type thing in the movie. And I don't know. And I felt like they could have gone a little harder with it, really make a statement instead of going the safe route.
Yeah, understandable. Now, what about for all-time favorite movie of 2010? Because the one movie that just keeps sticking to my mind is Inception.
Really?
So I'm one of four people that hasn't seen it.
Really?
What?
Yeah, I actually asked for the Blu-ray for Christmas and didn't get it. Because I was like, I have to see this fucking movie. And every time I was ready to go see it in the theater, I wanted to see it with somebody who hadn't seen it yet. But everybody was like, "Oh, I saw it yesterday. Oh, I just got back from seeing it just now." Or, "Oh, you know, whatever." But and then I had people offering, like, "Oh, no, I'll go again." I'm like, "No, I don't want to see it with you now."
Because there's that chance that he'll actually go, like, "Oh, wait till you see this part. Oh, watch out. Look out."
Yeah, it's something you probably don't know about me is I am the biggest stickler for spoilers. I don't even watch movie trailers anymore if it's for a movie that I really want to see. because they show all the best parts in the trailer, and
yeah, I've been doing that.
Oh, then you know you don't want to watch it because Jesus comes walking through one of the scenes, and you're like, "What the hell,
son of a!"
Yeah.
But I've heard nothing but amazing things about that film.
But yeah.
Oh, see, I didn't like it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd like to know why, if you can tell me spoiler free.
Oh, let me try to figure that one out. That's a hard one. Truthfully, I think, you know, the acting could have been better, and it could have been written a little bit better.
What?
But it took 10 years for him to write that.
Well, you know, he should have taken another 10.
Yeah, maybe he shouldn't have taken 11, you know.
Are you kidding me?
Now, who wrote that? I know Christopher Nolan directed. Well, I thought he directed. Did he write and direct it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Shit. Well, see, that's why. He had too much invested in the movie that was, you know, what he saw as perfection.
Oh, man.
You know, I thought that movie was awesome, and something that, like, I wrote a whole bunch of movies down, and I'm looking at my list. And I completely forgot that. Did any of you guys see Daybreakers?
Yes. That I saw. We saw that on my birthday.
Yeah.
That movie blew me out of the water too.
That was that. You know what? That movie. I see why people didn't like it, but I also think that it didn't. I don't think it got enough recognition.
I agree.
Like,
so Doug, what is up with that? We see Daybreakers on your birthday, and you guys drag me to see Saw for mine? Really? Is that what kind of friends we are? Really the kind of friends we are?
You always want to see the Saw movies,
no,
man.
That's the only movie that ever comes out on my birthday.
When is your birthday?
October 22nd.
Oh, well, see, there you go.
Well, whose fault is that, then?
Well, that happens to be my father, because he was a retard, and we're not going to have the full conversation on here, but you all can figure out the Adam and Eve story.
I saw Daybreakers as well, and meh.
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 Meh. I thought the premise was awesome.
Yeah.
I'm always a fan of Sam Neill. I think he pretty much always does a good job. Mm-hmm. And he does an especially good job when he's playing a villain. Or at least an antagonist.
Right. And but, then you got Willem Dafoe in it too.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I thought the execution of it was goodish. It didn't blow me away. But at the same time, I didn't regret seeing it. I just thought, okay, well, that's a cool story that could have been done better. It wasn't bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, if we want to talk about fantasy, I really enjoyed Legion.
I was kind of mad about that one.
You're being serious?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I was partially intoxicated when I saw the movie.
Sorry. I just cut you off, and I dissed you on the podcast, and I feel bad now.
It's all right. I was intoxicated when I saw it, so it was probably, you know, a lot worse than I thought it was.
Yeah, I saw Legion.
I had a friend get deployed, so I was drunk.
Yeah.
I think just watching the trailer for that movie, I was like, what? Are you kidding me?
Actually, I just think I remember the wings that cut the dude in half. I thought they were awesome.
That was pretty badass.
That's probably why I gave it so much credit.
No, there were definitely some cool things in that movie, but I thought overall it was kind of silly.
The movie sucked overall. But
yeah.
There wasn't too many fantasy movies that came out this year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right. But does Prince of Persia count?
You know what? I think that was the best video game film I've ever seen. That doesn't say much, but it's still one of the best.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Wasn't that a Joel Schumacher movie?
Nope. No, you're thinking of Jerry Bruckheimer.
Or Jerry Bruckheimer. Jerry Joel Schumacher. That's like like 16 Candles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jerry Bruckheimer. Wait, did he direct or produce?
Just produce.
Oh, thank God.
I don't think Jerry Bruckheimer has ever directed a movie on his own.
He has, actually, and it was phenomenal. It's called Tigerland.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yes, it was Colin Farrell's first big film. And it's a war movie. It's not actually in a war. It's not like World War II or whatever. But it's at like a training camp, and it's excellent. It's absolutely excellent. And I don't like Colin Farrell, but he's really good in that movie, and it's the only movie that I've seen that Jerry Bruckheimer directed that was any good, and it was really good.
Wow, I'm surprised. I think I got to check that out then.
Yeah, it's you could probably find it at Target for like $5. That's how little attention it got. But I really, really highly recommend it.
So I don't think I heard your choice. What was your choice for movie of the year, Alex?
Oof, man, that's tough. I don't know if I can go with one film. Well, see, it's tough because I'm we're coming to the end of the Harry Potter series, yeah. So I won't say that it was the best film of 2010, but it was one of the ones that I got the most enjoyment out of.
Agreed.
So there's that. I definitely would not put it as the best film of 2010, but one of the best experiences I had. There was something else. Oh my God, it was just in my head and now it's gone.
Was it Red?
What's that?
Red?
No, I didn't see that. Wait, did that come out?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was good.
I remember seeing the trailers for it. And then it just kind of disappeared for me.
Yeah, because it came out like a couple months ago.
Yeah, it premiered the same day as Jackass 3D, so it kind of got swept under that.
Hmm. Oh, that's unfortunate, because Jackass is retarded.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, ladies first.
No, I completely forgot two movies, and it just came to me, that came out this year, and like, I think those are my number one movies.
I really hope one of them is the one I was thinking of, because I can't think of it.
Toy Story 3?
Oh, that was not what I was thinking of, but that was... Oh, that had me a little misty and sniffly.
I tried a little bit too hard with the misty and snifflies in that one. I loved it, but I don't think it was the best out of the three.
Ugh,
it wasn't my favorite. It
destroyed me for the day. Like, I was a hot mess for the rest of the day.
You should have seen it. I had to put, like, a coat over her head and escort her out of the theater.
I loved it. I thought it was awesome. It was everything that, like, you know, summed up my childhood all in one. And then the loss of childhood. Oh, God. Toy Story 3 was awesome. And another one was How to Train Your Dragon.
Yes!
I'm a cartoon person.
Oh, got really excited.
Yeah, you saw How to Train Your Dragon?
Yep. Great movie. I think that was like the best 3D film I've ever seen.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't see it in 3D, but I heard it was amazing in 3D.
Yeah. And it's got Craig Ferguson as Gobber the Belch.
Yeah.
Craig Ferguson is funny.
Craig Ferguson is the real king of late night.
Yeah. That movie was awesome. That was like a really good, like, How to Train Your Dragon. You know, Toy Story is Disney, blah 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 blah, whatever, you know, so it has its, like, you know, the baggage of that. How to Train Your Dragon was like a really good movie, because it, like, even though it was a cartoon, like, there were a lot of issues yes. Under that, there were a lot of like real life issues under that, in that movie, that like I was like, wow, this is a cartoon and it's like for children.
Yeah.
And I really respected that, because it didn't insult its audience, even if the audience was children too.
I think another movie that I think is a close competitor to How to Train Your Dragon and those similar reasons is Despicable Me.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, I didn't.
I heard that was great too.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, I heard that was awesome.
Oh, like, did any of you guys see Megamind?
Yes. Yeah.
I was kind of disappointed with that one.
Yeah. Me too. It was alright.
Yeah. Despicable Me was the much better one.
And of course, that was the one I didn't see.
Yeah.
But I did think of two other movies that, you know, I figured I'd bring up if for nothing else than just to mention them.
Go on ahead.
But they're definitely not my favorite movies of 2010. I don't know if I'll ever be able to answer that one. But Star Trek.
Oh.
Yep.
The Star Trek reboot and and Avatar. Okay. That's exactly why I brought them up, because I wanted to see what you guys thought.
Star Trek reboot was awesome. Yeah. Avatar was 30 minutes longer than it should have been.
No, it was fully longer than it should have ever been. You started it, so it should have been over.
Oh, wow.
So then, you guys were fans of the Twilight Eclipse movie? Like,
no, we do not speak about that.
I'm totally kidding, by the way. Totally kidding.
Can we kick her off of the podcast? Is that,
dude, that was a joke.
Is that possible?
When Dracula start rolling around in glitter?
You know what happened? Dracula got bit by Cloud Strife.
That's what happened.
No, Dracula found himself a young girl.
Just as long as both of you don't say that The Last Airbender was a good movie, we'll be good.
I'll throw up.
I won't lie. I was very, very excited when I heard that they were making the movie.
Yep.
And I saw trailers, and I wanted to throw rocks at my TV. And then I had a couple friends that went and saw the midnight showing. And as soon as it was over, at 2 in the morning, I was getting text messages saying, abort, abort, do not go see this movie. It's terrible. Well, and I was I could have saved you $10.
Yeah.
And just told you it's going to be bad.
When you see an M. Night Shyamalan film, you know it's going to be a disaster.
Oh, that's so sad.
I was watching the trailer for Devil. I'm like, oh, this is looking good. An M. Night Shyamalan film. Oh, never mind.
That's exactly what happened when I went to go see the movie. I think it was Inception. That everybody was like, ooh, the trailer for this movie is really cool. And then it was like, Devil, a movie by M. Night Shyamalan. And the whole audience started laughing.
Yes.
That's sad. Everybody was like, dude, I am so excited for this movie. This movie looks really, really cool. And then they do the thing, M. Night Shyamalan. Everybody starts laughing and goes, boo. That's embarrassing.
That happened in our theater too. Every time.
I haven't enjoyed an M. Night Shyamalan movie since Signs.
Agreed.
And I actually hated the ending to that movie.
Me too.
I really enjoyed The Sixth Sense. I thought that was a really well-executed movie and with a great story, and it was well-acted and blah, blah, blah. And then I enjoyed Signs until the end. And, when the end of that movie came, I have seen but have not enjoyed a Shyamalan movie since.
I think it's because he gave up alcohol.
Well, it's like Robin Williams stopped being funny when he stopped doing coke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, one of my favorite movies he's ever been in, and a lot of people haven't seen it, Good Morning Vietnam.
That's a phenomenal film.
Yes.
A lot of people haven't seen it. I thought it was awesome.
Well, a lot of people are wrong.
Yeah.
They have their heads up their asses.
Well.
Well, okay. Why don't we move on to another topic? Anvil, why don't you choose what we want to talk about next?
Huh, this is a hard topic. The sports guy has to choose. I don't know. This is a tough one. Let's go with sports.
Oh, I thought you were going to choose something like dessert dishes or something.
Actually, that's creepy because I almost said dessert. That would have been freaky right there.
That really would have been weird. I probably would have had to leave the podcast immediately because I would have been creeped out.
Because, the duck's mom made some really nice desserts. I'm sitting there looking over at a cake, and I'm like, cake.
Yes, there's lots of cake.
I'm like, wait, I gotta get back to the show. Stop staring at the cake.
Well, see, that's what's now. I'm gonna brave the snow. I'm coming over to Duck's place and getting some cake.
It's some good cake.
Hey, if you come up, I buy the first round of beers.
Hey.
Nice. Hey, if I come up, you're buying the first couple rounds of beers.
Why? It's not like I'm coming to New York and risk being shot for being a Red Sox fan.
Yeah, I know. I just want free beer.
In the Bronx, they want to shoot me because I took a leak on Yankee Stadium, but we're not going to have that discussion.
What?
Well, I'll tell you something. You did the right thing.
Oh, okay.
Wait. Was it on the original Yankee Stadium or the new one?
The new one. I would never disrespect the old one.
You did the right thing.
I may be,
I might go pee on the new one.
I still, you know, was sad to see that stadium go.
Yeah, it's a shame. Well, it's, you know, it's a sports landmark. It's like, you know, Fenway or Wrigley.
Exactly.
You know, you don't want to see those go. Diana, are you playing baseball with your microphone?
How am I playing baseball with my microphone?
You throw a piece of paper and smack it?
Oh, wait, did you guys just hear all that noise?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can still hear it. Stop touching things.
I'm not touching anything.
Uh-huh. Well, you're not.
That's what she said.
Oh.
Oh, which really is what she said.
Well, yeah, literally, but...
Literally.
Okay, so let's jump into the best sports moments of 2012.
2010.
Sorry.
2012.
I'm still a little...
Future sports.
All right, so... The Duck has written on here a few different things, best, you know, moments in each of the sports. But let's have a little bit of fun with this. Now, we're talking about best moments in baseball. Now, for me, there were a couple. Like, all right, Roy Halladay signed over with the teams that he signed with, all 900 of them. But last year, he threw the perfect game and a no-hitter.
Very nice.
I never thought I'd see that as long as I lived. That's a pretty good moment. But I think the biggest one for me was watching Texas and San Fran in the World Series and San Fran winning it.
That are you a Giants fan?
To a point. They're actually my National League team. And, you know, of course, I'm a diehard Red Sox fan.
Of course.
You know, and I'm a Lincecum fan. I mean, who isn't? Him and Matt Cain put together was phenomenal. And you can't forget Kung Fu Panda. What about you guys? What's your favorite baseball moment, if you guys have one?
Huh. Dude.
I'd be lying if I said I watched a lot of baseball. I would be a filthy whore liar. Baseball, for me...
Cam Anderson?
For me, baseball has always been... a sport that I liken to watching fucking golf.
Wow.
Wash your mouth.
Stay with me on this one. Let me finish. But it's my favorite sports event to go to.
Okay.
There's something about going to a baseball game that is, I don't know, it's like the great American pastime. It's like, I don't know, I've just always enjoyed it. And watching it on TV just seems wrong for me, so I don't.
Truthfully, like, I can't watch a game by myself, but if I have a group of friends over, it's different.
It's always different.
Yeah.
That's always different. Like, you don't watch the Super Bowl alone. It's weird. You know, it's like, you know, that happens with me for, like, movies or TV shows or something. If it's, a comedy or something, I don't laugh out loud when I'm by myself. But if I got people around, I'm laughing my face off.
Sometimes I laugh with people around just to annoy them, but...
But I feel the same way about sports. I'd much rather watch whatever sport it is. I'd much rather watch a game with, you know, 2, 3, 4 people than by myself.
Of course. Unless it's cage fighting, then I don't even know anybody's there.
Hmm.
You put me in there, it's like, kick his ass! It's like, be quiet, there's kids in the room. Get out of the room! I need to swear!
Earmuffs!
It's like, somebody give me earplugs, quick.
I'm trying to, like, think of, like, what happened this year when it baseball, and all I can think about is, like, the Mets really sucking.
Whoa, that's every year.
Not necessarily, because they had a pretty good team, like, a couple of years, like, what's the last year? I don't even know, it all sort of, like, mixes in together.
They had a couple of good years.
Yeah.
Since, like, the 80s. I think they've had like two good seasons since they lost like Daryl Strawberry.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. No, he's telling the truth. They did make it to the World Series once and got obliterated by the Yankees.
Isn't that what kind of usually happens? When someone meets the Yankees in the World Series, they usually lose.
Unless it's the Phillies or the Marlins.
Yeah, except it was this year. Except for this year.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't make it to the World Series.
What was that?
They didn't make it to the World Series, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, except for this year. The Yankees didn't. No, it was fucking. No, the Yankees didn't make it to the World Series at all.
No, they didn't make it to the playoffs.
That's what we're saying.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm hearing something completely different then. Jeez. Filling it in my head.
That's right.
So yeah, I mean, that's the only thing that like I'm remembering about baseball.
Is the Mets being shit?
Because they have the Citi Field, and I just remember, like, especially in New York, there was like the big controversy with Citi Field. You know, it being. I mean, have you guys been there? It's freaking gorgeous.
Yeah.
That stadium is gorgeous.
Yeah,
but it's like a little town.
Yeah, seriously, it is.
And I'm actually prostitutes working in the third base line.
I'm going to rent out one of the skyboxes and just put a fridge up there and put my bed up. Let's go live there.
Move in.
Yeah.
You're going to entertain friends like, hey, you want to come over and play some baseball?
It'll be really confusing when I order Chinese food. I'm like, yeah, just bring it to Citi Field.
Skybox number 13.
Just fucking bring it in. Relax, everyone.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's all really when it comes to baseball for me on my end. I wasn't following baseball this year at all. Partially just because, I don't know. I'm a Red Sox fan. Or at least I was a Red Sox fan a couple of years ago. Well, I mean, for me, when they won the World Series, like, that was it. Like, I don't need anything else in my life. Like, I can, like, just move on and tell my children that I was there when I saw them win.
Hey, we saw them win twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the second one was less important.
Yeah, the second one was less important to me personally.
See, me as a giant sports fan, I need one more thing for my life to be complete. I've seen the Celtics win one. Yeah. I've seen the Pats win three, the Sox win two. I need a Stanley Cup. I've been a Bruins fan since Andrew fucking Raycroft couldn't stop a puck bigger than the net.
That's pretty bad.
I mean, that's what I suffered through. I need a Stanley Cup. And last year, watching the implosion, it shattered my soul.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Well, we can get you some scotch tape for that. I'm sure you can recover.
I tried super gluing it. It fell back apart.
Not so much.
How do you use Gorilla Glue?
I did try that, and I tried duct tape. Nothing. It popped right out. Wow.
That's rough.
I know.
Yes. That's almost as bad as, like, well, I mean, the Knicks this year apparently are doing all right, but, like, you know, it's kind of like, but it's still the fucking Knicks, you know, so.
But are you comparing the Bruins to the Knicks? Ouch! What?
Yeah, I guess so. I am, aren't I?
That's like comparing the Red Sox to the Mets.
No.
Whoa. Hockey puck bigger than the goal. I'm just saying. Bruins, when they win, then you can compare them to the Red Sox.
Yeah, because I forget about the Bruins. I thought about that for a second. I was like, what the fuck are the Bruins? Oh, yeah.
But yet still, the Bruins have more Stanley Cup championships than anybody else, so. And that's without winning one in 40 years.
I guess so, but I still forgot about them.
It's okay. We've had two great years. Last year we lost short of going to the Stanley Cup championship. This year, you know, we're having a great year. Tim Thomas, you know, leads the league in shutouts. You know, there's already talk about him as a front runner for Vezina. He's leading the All-Star, you know, voting, so.
Well, cool.
We're having a good season. This is, you know, my last hope. And then, you know, I'll probably die somewhere.
Okay, so let's talk about another sport.
What do you mean? We're talking about hockey now.
Oh, yeah.
Did you miss the segue?
I'm talking about hockey.
Oh, he missed the segue from baseball to hockey.
He missed it?
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
I think the connection was or at least the connection I made was the easy shot missed. Sounds like we went from Bill Buckner to
Andrew Raycroft.
And yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Sounds like the same scenario.
All right, exactly. Now I get it.
But
see that? I bridged the gap.
There we go.
So now, yeah, I'm done talking about hockey.
Okay.
me too. That's it.
It got awkward.
My best hockey moment of the year would have to be when Sidney Crosby played Alex, you know, and his Penguins played Alex Ovechkin in the Capitals, and he put up 4 goals. Watching Ovechkin's face hit the ice as the, you know, third one for the hat trick came around him and shot past him. Two of the best scorers in the league going against each other. I was at awe watching. And that's even with watching the Bruins take on Philly, New Year's Day at Fenway Park. Great game, Bruins win, and then Tim Thomas gets, you know, sent to the Olympic Games for Team USA. It was phenomenal.
Very nice.
Thank you. And, you know, I have to throw my worst moment in. That was watching Mark Savard take that hit from Matt Cook upside the head that almost ended his career.
Ow.
Oh, how, what happened?
Matt Cook came up for a blindside illegal hit through his elbow to Savard's head, causing a severe concussion that knocked him out for all the last year and most of this year. He just got back.
Wow.
Hit.
It almost, you know, it could have killed him.
Jesus.
And the league did nothing. No suspension, no nothing.
You know what? You know what's funny? I think I've actually heard about this.
Yeah, it was huge everywhere. It was all over the news, everything.
Boy, didn't you say it was a legal hit?
Illegal.
Oh, it was illegal. Oh, okay. I thought you said it was a legal hit.
Yeah, it's a hit on a defenseless player. He came from the side of him and put his elbow straight out to his head.
Oh.
He intentionally injured him because he was our best scorer last year.
Yeah, I don't care who you're rooting for or anything. I never like seeing players get hurt.
Exactly.
I mean, if it's like he fell down and he's out for a game, that's no big deal. But like seeing people get serious injuries, it doesn't matter if it's on the opposing team. Like if it benefits your team in any way, or, you know, or whatever, or if it's on the team that you're rooting for, like that's always really unfortunate.
Yes.
Especially if it's something as serious as this.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now we're talking about human life. That's yeah.
Especially, you know, the way concussions are, you know, because I've had a massive one in my, you know, sports playing career. And, you know, there's also talk, you know, nowadays that, you know, there's a chance for early onset Alzheimer's, dementia, everything because of these hits.
I mean, didn't it kill Natasha Richardson? Is that what her name is?
Yeah. The head trauma killed her.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, they've actually learned that a lot of people were committing suicide that, you know, were athletes because of the head trauma they suffered.
Really?
Yeah, they proved that a college student who had taken a blow to the head back in high school, he played for UConn, he killed himself, and they showed that he had degenerative brain disease.
Yeah. What was the wrestler's name?
That was Chris Benoit.
Chris Benoit?
Oh, yeah.
He killed himself and his whole family.
His whole family. And apparently he had the brain of an 80-year-old man.
Yeah, it was crippled and everything. And he smothered his wife and kids and then hung himself with the weight belt.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, I mean, hits like that could cause a man's, you know, life even to end a few years later.
Yeah.
You know, that's why me as an athlete, I have to take care of my body and, you know, make sure my head gets checked out all the time.
How often do you do that?
Before every football season, because I still play football,
mm-hmm.
and it's now mandatory for all my fight pre-fight testings, as I get a casket on my brain.
Absolutely, especially in fighting.
Nice, good.
Yeah. And apparently, my brain's still, you know, partially intact for the little bit I was born with.
That's good.
Yeah, it's about the size of a pistachio. So I mean, I'm lucky it's not taking too much hit.
Yeah.
Oh, hi-oh!
Pistachios.
I know, those are really good right now.
You know what I have a problem with is, I'm sorry, speaking of pistachios, since we're talking about sports and now pistachios, I don't like the football player Ocho Cinco.
He's one of the other things we don't talk about on the show?
Okay, well, I saw him on a pistachio commercial. That's what it made me think of it.
Oh,
and I thought that guy is so full of... I just want to throttle him.
Him and T.O.
Oh, I think he's worse than T.O.
Really?
And now there's a jackhammer going outside my window.
Nice. I thought he was doing like a sound effect.
Oh, wait, can you hear that?
I'm going to
throttle
him.
Oh, fuck. I'm sorry, guys.
It's all right.
Yeah, we had a gas leak on my block this morning, so I got Con Edison out here drilling through the ground, the fire department, evacuating people out of buildings and shit. Oh. Not mine, though.
Well, Alex, next time, close your legs so the gas can't get out.
With me? That's an impossibility, man. It will find a way.
I know, but you know, you can always try. I've tried.
Hold on. I'm actually going to move with my mic and see if maybe the sound goes a little lower. Can you still hear it?
Yeah.
Well, okay, I'm sorry.
It's
there's
gone. It's gone.
There's no getting around with it. Just make peace with it, and we'll move on.
Okay, so let me hurry this up since I'm wasting a lot of time. Best basketball moments?
Basketball moments?
Shut up. I'll beat you up. I'll beat you, stuff you, and throw you in the oven. And when you poke your head out, we'll have Peking duck.
Mmm, duck.
That's right. She ate your brother. That's right.
You know what I think is, if we can just start with the worst moment in basketball, was sure. that whole LeBron James fiasco.
Oh, yeah. What a guy who's so full of himself.
No fracking kidding. I mean,
my name's LeBron James, and my teammate slept with my mom.
I'm just gonna make a big deal about this, even though we all know what I'm gonna be doing. We're just gonna.
It's gonna be a whole hour special about who's going on this.
Everybody saw me hanging out with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh talking about our futures, and all of a sudden Chris Bosh signs with Miami.
Yeah, it's like, come on, like that was just a hot mess, and that was just so. Tacky? I don't know.
Tacky's a good word.
Tacky. Yeah. I think that's it. And that's all I've got to say about that.
Okay.
About basketball. Because for me personally this year, it's like that whole LeBron James thing, just too much attention, and I was over it a long time ago.
Yeah. And then you see a guy like Shaq who just signed with us, and he's being modest about the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know how modest you can really say. You know, he's dressed up as a woman going through the subway. He's acting like a statue. I mean,
he's conducting the Boston Pops.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how modest that really is. But truthfully, there weren't any big basketball moments that stood out in my head, except for the guy that the Celtics signed last year, Nate Robinson. I mean, winning his third, dunk contest by jumping over Dwight Howard.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. That was pretty cool.
The guy's like 4'1", and he jumps over a man that's like 9 feet tall.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I think that's the best moment I can really give you. Because there weren't any things that truly stood out in my mind.
Right.
Can I ask you guys a question? I mean, just a, this is a side thing. Mm-hmm. What is up with wrestling lately? Like, what's up with wrestling? How come everyone and their mom shows up on wrestling? Like, was it Pee Wee Herman on wrestling?
Yeah, they're doing this whole special guest thing every week, a guest host.
It's like ridiculous. Like, Alex, didn't you mention Ocho Cinco? Wasn't he on there too at one point?
I don't know. I don't like him.
Well, we established that already.
Well, I kind of like them doing that with the guest thing because it brings it back to what the whole thing was in the 80s and 90s and making it fun for everybody to watch.
I haven't watched wrestling since I was 10, so.
And I kind of stopped watching it after Shawn Michaels' comeback match at WrestleMania. No, not WrestleMania, SummerSlam 2002.
Yeah, it's been about 14 years since I watched any of it.
Yeah, same here. I'm just wondering because it's like I feel like it's like there's some celebrities that I've been following and stuff are showing up on like Monday Night Raw or is it even
well,
Monday?
Shaq was on it.
Yeah.
I want to see is I don't want to see Shaq on wrestling. What I want to see is I want to see ridiculous celebrities on there. Like I want to see Liza Minnelli hosting.
Oh, Bette Midler.
I want to see someone just so out of place there.
The thing is that I don't even know if I want to see them hosting. I want to see them get in the ring and start fucking kicking ass.
Well, remember back in the first WrestleMania in 1985, who was there? Liberace!
Liberace. Oh, yeah.
I heard he was playing peekaboo out back. But,
I think he probably was.
Yeah, it was Liberace.
It's Monday Night Raw with special guest host Tony Bennett.
Bert Baccarat, special referee.
What the world needs now is blood, sweet blood.
Really? Did you just go there?
Yeah.
I did. I dig it. I dig it.
Thank you.
Slash, I want them to get in the ring.
Bert Baccarat versus Tony Bennett for the title of Best Singer of the Millennium.
I think Tony Bennett would ring that. He's a stocky dude.
Yes. Yes.
Bert Baccarat is skinny.
He will fuck you up.
Yeah.
Tony Bennett will break your legs. He'll do something. He'll be like, "Hey, Mel Torme, go distract the ref," and the ref will turn around, and Tony Bennett will like get a crowbar out of the crowd.
Did you just say Mel Torme?
I left my heart in San Francisco, but I brought this steel chair. Boom!
Everyone goes ballistic. Oh yeah, Tony!
Oh Lord!
Wasn't that just announced recently that like there's like a charity boxing event, and Will Smith is going to box somebody big?
Yeah.
Is that real? Or was that some sort of
a
rumor?
They've done it like every year for the last few years.
Really?
They actually had like William the Refrigerator Perry fight somebody for charity. They had Screech versus
John Wayne Bobbitt.
No, there was another nerdy guy from the past, and they fought each other, and Screech won.
Are you sure that's not like celebrity boxing, that crappy show that was on Fox? I think that is.
No, it was a charity.
That sounds like something different. That sounds like that one that,
Tanya Harding and, like...
or whatever.
No, this was for a charity thing.
Oh, okay.
It was only a one-night-only thing.
Yeah.
Didn't...
Like, not being recorded or anything, right? For TV?
No, it actually was live from Madison Square.
What?
Yeah.
Can you guys help me out with something? For whatever reason, and I can't remember why, and I'm hoping that you guys will be able to shed some light, I cannot get Butterbean out of my head.
Did he
just do something recently?
He lost.
He actually tried to become a cage fighter.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Butterbean?
I saw something with... Oh, I know what I think I'm actually thinking of one of the new Fight Night games.
Oh.
I think Butterbean is in one of them. Yeah. Anyway, sorry. That was weird.
While we're thinking about MMA, how about that fight between James Toney and...
Randy Couture.
Oh, Couture fucked him up real bad.
Isn't that kind of what he does?
Yeah, but James Toney was a boxer who ran his mouth saying that MMA wasn't a real sport and he would destroy whoever he fought. So he fought an MMA legend. He badmouthed the owner of UFC, everything, and then he got annihilated in the first round.
Isn't that kind of what always happens when someone's like, "Oh, I'm going to boast and shit, and I'll take on any of you, blah, blah, blah," and then they get their faces raped?
Well, the sad part was, like, James Toney, when he was a boxer, he was one of the best knockout artists to ever box. But he couldn't land a punch.
Well, yeah.
That's the sad part.
I was like, that's like going back to, you know, the roots of UFC. It doesn't matter how good you are at striking if someone gets you on the ground.
Exactly.
You're done. Royce that's Gracie, it. You're finished. Because you don't know how to fight down there.
Actually, it's funny. I was watching one of my favorite old-time fighters the other day, Boss Rutten.
I know Boss Rutten.
Boss Rutten.
Do you remember that guy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That liver punch, man. Ugh. Oh. Now, I've had that happen to me. I ain't gonna lie. I cried like a 5-year-old girl.
In the middle of your fight?
No, it wasn't in the fight. It was in training. And my instructor was teaching me how to do it. And I actually have a rule for my personal fighting of I won't do a move to somebody that I've never had done to me. You know, one of those, I know how it feels, so I can do it.
Yeah.
Sure.
And he came and hit me with a liver punch. I hit the ground because your whole body goes numb because your liver has so many nerves. You feel like you're about to throw up, you're in intense pain, and you can't breathe. All I can do is crawl away from the mat and beg for breath.
I don't think I want that to happen to me.
No.
You I never want that to happen.
I don't want it to happen.
Are you kidding me? I'm going to go get Chris to do that to me right now. Like, hey, Chris, get out here and punch me in the liver.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but, you know, when you're a fighter, it's a lot different.
Oh, no. No, I'm sure that is, the most painful thing imaginable.
Truthfully, I asked him if he could have his wife come up with her stiletto heels and kick me in the groin because I think it would hurt less.
Jeez.
Because, oh, man, it was horrible.
I don't know. I've been kicking in the groin with cowboy boots on. And,
whoa! You know what? Someone hit me in the groin with a pool cue.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
They were leaning back, and they knocked my balls before hitting the other balls.
Uh-oh. I'll tell you, man, I've never been punched in the liver, but I have been kicked in the nuts, and it is, I mean, for me, to date, it's the most intense pain I've ever felt in my life.
Well, agreed.
Multiply that by about 100, and that's what you feel.
100?
100.
I'd give you maybe times 3.
No, because you can't breathe, your whole body goes numb. You can't, of all the nerves in your liver, you can't actually control your body for a couple of minutes.
God damn.
And you feel like you're about to throw up.
And so, you're on the ground. You can't do anything except feel pain.
Yeah.
Yeesh. No, thank you.
I'm not in this conversation because I don't know what it's like to be kicked in the nuts.
Well, there's a reason for that.
Well, let's help you out and give you, a mental bad image. They said it hurts worse than childbirth.
Worse than childbirth?
Yeah.
Yeah, basically, Diana, I've had babies now.
Congratulations.
So now whenever I hear a woman whining about the kind of pain that they go through in childbirth, I'd be like, you know what? I've been kicked in the nuts.
No. Now, granted, a liver punch is worse than
childbirth. Okay.
Not getting kicked in the groin. Oh, I think I'd rather get kicked in the groin than have a baby.
Well, maybe if you got kicked in the nuts.
When doing childbirth is the equivalent of having a guy have his entire nuts pulled over his head.
That's probably about right. Oh, and yeah. for 8 hours.
Yeah, for 8 hours.
That's the big difference, is childbirth isn't over in 5 minutes.
Some are.
Oh, God, those lucky women.
Hey, I work at a hospital. I've delivered babies in the front seat of a car because they couldn't even make it from the house to the hospital.
Wow.
Ooh, you're badass.
Hey. That's how I roll.
Alright, so we've moved from sports to childbirth.
Alright, let's move back to sports, because I got my best moments at MMA, though.
Alright.
And football, we haven't even touched either.
Oh my God, we gotta get moving.
I know, we're slacking hard.
I think we might have to split this into a two-part episode.
No shit.
Yeah, we'll do the whole thing right now, and then we'll just split it into two parts. Yeah. One for this week, one for next week.
Alright, so with football, there was some great hits this year, some great passes, some great runs. I mean, it was all there. But, I think watching the Saints win the Super Bowl, that's what the city of New Orleans needed.
Mm.
But I have to pick one game. The Saints versus the Vikings, two go to the Super Bowl. Hard fought both sides, and ends in overtime with a field goal.
Yeah. I actually saw that game.
I was on the edge of my seats.
That was an awesome game.
So, I think that's got to be my best sports moment of football. But moving on to MMA, now this was it. I can't just choose one. I saw some great fights this year. The George St. Pierre, Josh Koscheck 2 fight. I mean, 5 rounds, championship. Lopsided, but it was a good fight on both sides. I really enjoyed watching that. The final fight for WEC, Andy Pettis wins by knockout. But the way he knocked out his opponent, he ran, jumped off the side of the cage, and kicked the guy square.
I saw that video.
It's phenomenal.
Oh my God! I was thinking about that. I was like, damn! I remember that MMA fight. I wonder if that happened this year.
It
that
just was an happened
awesome
last week.
Fight slash little but slash moment. That was awesome. I urge anybody to go and go see that video because he, like you totally say, he runs, fucking hops off the fucking gate just like, wham, ninja.
Yeah, And that WEC, which is the World Extreme Cage Fighting, is no longer in existence. That was their final one. It happened last week because they're owned by UFC and they're being absorbed to get more fighters and better shows for the UFC. So that was the very last fight ever.
Was that really?
Yeah.
Dude, that's a great way to end it, too.
That's agreed. I mean, my mouth hit the floor.
Yeah.
Because I was at work watching that. Don't tell my bosses.
Bam. That was pretty cool. Did he knocked him out, right?
Yep.
Yeah, seeing that move, I mean, my God. That was a hell of a move. Alex, you haven't seen that video at all?
Hold on. I'm watching it right now. Give me a second.
It's like more than a second.
Well, it's 15 seconds. This is a clip that I found. So I'm just going to watch this real quick. Oh, my God, this is blurry.
You should have just hit play because, you know, we've been talking for like 15 seconds.
Bang! Oh, shit, that is awesome.
Yeah, see?
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's a Jet Li movie.
Yeah, basically.
that was pretty awesome.
But yeah. Then you also had fights, you know, that you can't believe guys did things, like Chuck Liddell versus Rich Franklin. Rich Franklin beat Chuck Liddell by knockout at the end of the first round, but what? Chuck Liddell had kicked Rich Franklin in the arm and broke his arm.
Wow.
You've got to be kidding me.
Nope.
Dude.
He came back like a week later with his arm in a full cast because his arm was broken from the kick.
We were shocked by this match. I don't think anything else like surprised us during that whole pay-per-view event.
But if I have to choose just one, I have to say it was Brock Lesnar beating Shane Carwin to retain his title after coming back from almost death. Now, for you two, I don't know if you guys know about it. Brock Lesnar was a wrestler.
Yeah.
For, you know, WWF or WWE, whatever they would call themselves now. Yeah, he tried out for the Minnesota Vikings, made it to the final cut, and then got cut. Became a cage fighter and won the championship. Then he got diverticulitis, which is, you know, a severe intestinal infection, and almost died.
Wow.
I didn't know that last part.
Yeah, he almost died. He made a comeback and beats one of the best fighters and strongest. But he just lost his title. Actually, day after my birthday, he lost his title to Cain Velasquez, the first Mexican heavyweight championship holder.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you know, he was like 2 feet tall. He jumped over, you know, Brock's border and knocked him out. Sorry, I had to. It was just there. It was hanging there.
Wow.
I'll pass this back to the duck.
All right, so sports is done.
Tune in next week for part two of the Bastard Reaction, where we will be discussing the best in video games and music in 2010. Same bastard time, same bastard channel.